Hello, everybody. I'm just wanting to do a quick video for you today to talk about Mars' journey through Capricorn. Mars is moving into the sign of Capricorn on January the 4th, this Thursday, and will be in there till February the 13th. Now, Mars has a 22-month orbit around the zodiac, so he's not there every year, and this journey is quite quick, but it's also quite different. But I did pull a couple of cards for you to go through this journey, really kind of one for taking you into the journey. And this one was the Nine of Wands reversed. This Mars, when Mars enters Capricorn, is in a little bit, well, I'll talk about the state when we look at the astrology. But Mars is exalted in Capricorn, and Mars in Capricorn is. He's going to be out of bounds when he goes in. He's acting things different, saying, let's do things differently. He's acting out of character. And working in this card says, you may feel when it comes into there, like a brakes are put on. Capricorn can really slow things down. Mars in Capricorn is very patient, but with Mars being out of bounds at first, he may be less patient. So this card says that working towards your goal seems to be taking way too much of your energy. You lack motivation and feel like life is all work and no play. Even though you might feel overwhelmed, keep going as your manifestation is right around the corner. This is no time to fear. And then the card that we are finishing the journey through Mars in Capricorn is this one. We got the Ace of Pentacles, and this is saying, you know, this is a feeling of accomplishment. This is a feeling of abundance and a time of material prosperity. Like all your efforts are being rewarded with this Ace of Pentacles. So this is ultimately going to be a really good journey, but let's share the chart and talk about it. So this is Mars in Capricorn is generally very determined, very pushy, likes to kind of do it alone, wants to, it's got endless drive and patience. It's kind of like the little engine that could. As I said, Mars is exalted in the sign of Capricorn. So he likes being in that sign, but he has very high expectations. And this time, when Mars enters the sign of Capricorn, Mars is what's called out of bounds, acting out of character, more than 23 degrees, 27 minutes off the ecliptic. Mars has been out of bounds for a while. He actually went out of bounds on December the 20th, 2023, in Sagittarius. But when Mars enters the sign of Capricorn on January the 4th, he's actually almost at his maximum out of bounds. So Mars makes no aspects at first. So, but we'll feel that. We'll feel this. Mars is kind of more erratic and eccentric when he's out of bounds, saying, I really want to get things done. I really want to get things done. But we can't ignore the whole skies as well, actually. And when Mars first enters the sign of Capricorn, we do still have the moon in Libra. But for most of this early journey until January the 20th, actually, we have no significant air in the charts. So it's all very dense, very pushy. Mars is going to feel frustrated because he's out of bounds. He's going to want to get things done and really push. And it's kind of pushing the earth. It's a little bit earthquakey. All right. So, and then Mars on the 6th reaches maximum out of bounds, 24 degrees and 2 minutes south. And he's there for 2 days. He's there for January the 6th, Saturday, and January the 7th, Sunday. And as you can see, by then the moon has moved out of air sign Libra into Scorpio. So we've again, apart from a couple of asteroids that I use, got no significant air. This is like hard breathing room. This is just. It feels like a bit of a slog, and like you may feel frustrated. You may feel like, okay, If I keep trying that and expect a different result, I'm just going to get really, really frustrated. So I'm going to have to think outside the box and do things differently. So that's the 6th and 7th are the peak out of bounds days. But a reminder, he's out of bounds till January the 23rd. So we've got quite a while to go of Mars' journey through the sign of Capricorn. Now, on January the 9th, Mars will actually come up and sextile Saturn. And Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, and Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn's been in the sign of Pisces for some time. Mars is still out of bounds. Saturn has been asking us to let go and examine our self-limiting beliefs, those that also our blocks to real connection with the collective subconscious or source or whatever you want to call it, and letting go of that. And that's a supportive aspect to take a different approach, to take a road less traveled, and do things differently. Don't always make everything so hard. Okay. Then the very next day, I don't normally look at every moon aspect, but I'm just going to look at the conjunctions and the full moons because of Mars being out of bounds. On January the 10th, the moon comes and meets Mars in Capricorn, still in aspect to Saturn. So, this peak, this first week of Mars being in Capricorn is just really kind of edgy, really forceful, but forcing a different way, forcing different opinions and drive, saying, no, I think we should do this a completely new way, but trying to make everybody else a little bit as well, potentially. So it's a little bit uncomfortable. So then on January the 12th, Mars is still out of bounds, if you remember. He's going to come up and trine Jupiter in Taurus at 5 degrees. So this is a big earthly grand trine. Mars still out of bounds. Jupiter's still at the degree he's stationed direct at on December the 30th, but he's starting to move. This is starting to feel like we can really kind of build and create and start to build abundance and manifest things. But remember, we don't have much air, and we have Pluto right at those aneretic degree, that last degree of Capricorn, very tense. This is a very tense period, to be quite honest. Mars doesn't go back in bounds till January the 23rd, and Pluto moves into Aquarius on January the 20th. I think the time between now and January the 20th to the 23rd is hard and tense, and you might kind of feel like you're pushing up that hill and you're not quite getting anywhere, but it's going to ease at the end. Okay. But this Mars trine Jupiter is going to be a little bit of a boost. All right. January the 15th, Mars will conjunct Centaur Pholus. Centaur Pholus is the Pandora's box of centaurs. It's going to take the lid off, and like it just keeps coming out. And when Pholus has been activated more and more, has been revealed that needs to be changed. And so centauric processes are very healing, but often things need to be brought to the surface. I think when Mars hits Pholus and is still out of bounds, especially because it's still in a trine to expansive Jupiter, and in fact making an Earth grand trine to Weyshower, Lady of the Torch, Hecate, that's kind of going to shine a big old light on things that need to be seen, to be dealt with, and dealt with differently. Then on the 23rd, so we leap from January the 15th to January the 23rd. And luckily, as Mars heads back to the ecliptic to go in bounds on the 23rd, We don't have many more aspects. So the moon will move all the way around to Cancer on the January the 23rd as Mars goes back in bounds and starts to act in his normal determined and diligent manner in the sign of Capricorn. But as you can see as well, Pluto is now in Aquarius. So we've lost that tension at the end of the sign too. So know that the first bit of Mars in Capricorn is going to be difficult, but it will ease by the 23rd when the moon opposes Mars and squares Chiron. Okay, so that's a big kind of healing moment or a push to heal. What have we learned by trying to do things different ways? Have we learned that kind of a different sideways approach sometimes works better? Then on the 27th, Mars will conjunct Mercury. Mercury, well out the shadow of his retrograde by then. That will be clear thinking. Mars is acting normally again. Pluto is out of Capricorn. He's no longer digging up the crap at the end of the sign. This is real. And this is an eight. 1 + 7 is 8. And we're in an 8 year now. And eight is a number of abundance and prosperity. So we've got a lot of eights there. This is like thinking how we can build prosperity for ourselves. Okay. And so that's a very powerful conjunction as well. Then on the 20, but this is all really kind of happening at the same time, but I'm going to kind of get it exact because that conjunction is actually square the nodes. Because on the 28th, Mars squares the nodes. Now, on January the 11th, we actually have a Capricorn new moon that square the nodes. And now we have Mars square the nodes as well. And anything square the nodes is a turning point. It's a wobble in time, if you like, and it can be a wobble quite emotionally as well. We know that when the sun squares the nodes, quite often that's like sudden events happen. It's halfway between eclipses. That's when planes can crash out the sky and things like that. But it can be, both. That kind of event and new events. And with Mercury there, Mercury squaring the nodes as well, this is new ideas, it feels like. Mars rules the Aries North Node. And this is very much about finding the self, finding the true self within, so that we are more able to be within healthy relationships. And so this is a very big turning point as well. This point where Mars and Mercury together square the nodes. But this, at the same time, really, Mars is also trying to Uranus. And Uranus stations direct on the 27th. So while Mercury and Mars are meeting and then squaring the nodes, Uranus is stationing direct. So that's a very wobbly time as well. Changing directions, sudden shifts, sudden insights, sudden awakening of, aha, this is where we could go now. Because Mercury, mind, ideas, communication, contracts, trine Uranus, which is the higher mind, which is radical change. Can you get the idea? Repeating them again. We've got Mercury conjunct Mars, square the nodes, and trine Uranus all around the 27th, 28th, and 29th of January. Then, just a couple of days later, Mars will also, in fact, I'm just going to show you, Mars will trine Juno as well. And so, really, it's another earthy grand trine. So, again, we're still very dense, but really being able to build and produce and create in the material world. Juno is about creating better relationships with each other, sacred kind of contracts, and so on. And so you can see this big Earth grand trine here to Juno, to there's Mars, there's Mercury, and there's Uranus. Earthy change coming in. So it may be a fast journey through the sign of Capricorn, but this is going to be an impactful journey, in my opinion. Now, things tend to ease a little bit by the end of the month, but we do have Mars coming up to square Eris on February the 5th, which she's the shit stirrer, the stand takes a stand for the outsiders, likes to stir the pot and pull down the picket fences, and so on. And so that's also going to kind of add to the discordant and disruptive energy of this journey, but also the ability to really change and build something very different, to deconstruct structures and start to reconstruct structures. On February the 17th, really, we've got what is going to be the last major aspect. If you read my Substack blog daily, I'll probably talk about some of the lesser aspects. But on February the 7th, Mars will sextile Neptune, and things really start to calm down then. Mars is back in bounds, behaving as he should, and Neptune softens him a little bit, but you might feel a little bit exhausted because we've had these big changes, we've had these very disruptive but radical and different kind of aspects, and Mars being out of bounds. Pluto's now entered the sign of Aquarius and is starting to settle down in there. But by the time Mars reaches this point, Mercury, the Sun, entered Aquarius on the same day, and then Mercury does. So it's a lot of change to deal with. So thankfully, Mars sextiles Neptune on February the 7th. And then for the final week of that journey through the sign of Capricorn, Mars is just back in bounds, acting normally, and makes no more aspects. The last week from February the 7th to February the 13th is a really good time to just focus and get some real achievement done and some building done and some work done, because it's a real workhorse, Mars in Capricorn. And then Mars will enter the sign of Aquarius on February the 13th at 1:05 a.m. Eastern, and we are done until Mars moves into the sign of Capricorn next time, which will not be until December the 15th, 2025. And we'll be in a whole brave new world by that point, with major sign changes having happened and a lot of change happening by that point. Oh, it's going to be a bit of a wild ride, to be quite honest. This Mars in Capricorn. So buckle up, get ready to kind of try and think outside of the box when Mars first enters Capricorn, and stop trying so hard to make things happen if they're just not happening, because Mars is saying, take different action this time. Try a different way. So much love from me to you. I will see you next time. Don't forget to check out the Tridivia tarot deck for the 10% code off. It's in the description. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel as well. Until next time, love you.